The Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis with John Vincent.
Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich Hypnosis Mind Reprogramming series. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Part 7. Gratitude. Before you start to deeply relax into the mind reprogramming session, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas. And you may do this with your eyes open or closed. Like attracts like. Happy people attract happy people. Moaning, whining, complaining people attract other moaning, whining, complaining people. Happy people don't like spending time with whining people. This is obvious. People expressing anger are in a very different state to people laughing and having fun. The tensions in the angry person's body and the thoughts in their head, for example, the images and their internal dialogue, are very different to that of a laughing person. The messages that these two people are sending out are very different. The person out for all they can get in life is also sending out a very different message and is in a very different state of vibration to the grateful person. A person out to take all they can from the world is not going to be in harmony with the person who is grateful for receiving and enjoying the life and the goals they are working towards. Having an attitude of gratitude changes the way you feel, the message you send to the people of the world and the vibration you are in. Keeping a gratitude journal is a positive habit of success. Having certain things that make you feel grateful is a positive habit. These can be a physical reminder that you carry, a person, time of day, or the ritual of being grateful for the food you eat. Recognizing that there are things you are grateful for at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day is something that successful people do as a habit of success. And as the music starts,
you can bring to mind several things that you are grateful for today. The people who love you and the experiences you have while you take a moment to make yourself comfortable, either sitting or lying down, in a place where you will remain undisturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. Because this hypnosis experience is different to sleep. Although sometimes, when you listen to this, you will awake at the end refreshed and optimistic, and feel like you've only just started to listen a few moments ago. While other times, you may hear every word I say. Either way, the messages that are designed to reprogram your mind for riches will be growing each time you listen to these sessions. And as you begin to relax and drift away with the music, you can, if you haven't already, close your eyes and start to notice the most relaxed part of your body. Now, you can just relax deeper and listen to the sound of my voice, or you can drift away with the music, and I don't know whether you will drift deeply into trance until I count you back out, or whether you won't go really deep into trance this time, while you focus your mind on the questions like, loves me, and who do I love? You can imagine floating out of your body and into the body of the person who loves you, and seeing yourself through their eyes. You can feel the way they feel about you, and be grateful for the insight, and thankful to them for the experience. And as you float back out and into your more relaxed body, you can remember the feelings of gratitude and notice where they are in your body. You can imagine what color the grateful feelings are and allow them to spread all over your body. Relaxes more as you do this. The vibration of gratitude and planning right now in your mind to be more and more grateful in the future is something you can easily do, because your future is imagined. Better can you make the future imaginations of yourself? The goals you want to reach and attain, you do when you apply yourself to the actions and behaviors necessary to create the physical reality of your goals. Thoughts of a wood carving, or thoughts of creating a business, are both thoughts that can become real. Both need action taken. Both become real, but only one lives and grows. Wood carving is finished and serves a decorative purpose, and that's its static purpose. The business grows and continues to add value to the people and more people whose lives are enhanced by the products and services that you create. Every year, add more and more value to people and more wealth for you. Every year, more wealth for you. A company that continues to grow and add value to the world for hundreds of years is something that people have already achieved, and you can achieve the same, different and more even than anyone else. There are billionaires. You can be a billionaire, and someday someone will have more wealth than currently we have a name for. Creating value, like happiness, is one of the most amazing things you can do with your time on planet Earth. Be it the creation of airplane travel, foods or drinks, holidays, books, films, medical devices, technology, and any of the infinite possibility of goods and services that make people's lives happier. And as your way of becoming rich, you can do this, and you will be rewarded for helping create wonder, and that is growing every year. Your business can grow, but a wood carving is finished. The wood carving is a goal achieved. Creating a business is a living, evolving creation that continues to add value to the world and wealth to you. It is a continued journey. It is a direction to travel, not a thing to be attained. It's a journey to be enjoyed. A Lamborghini, a luxury holiday, are goals to have and to experience building a wealth-generating system that creates value is a continuing process that you can enjoy more and more the more you do it, because it allows you to enjoy more and more of the goals, like luxury holidays and other purchases. And this journey and all the goals within it are created from your thoughts and from the physical reality that is made of atoms, particles, and everything is made from the one energy that all subatomic particles, elements, cells, and all life are made from. And the more that your thoughts, that are the energy that all the universe is made from, and still a part of the universe, are all focusing on becoming rich, the more you are impressing the very fabric of the universe with your thoughts and desires, and the more the energy moves with regard to your visions that you wish to make a reality, to add value and wealth for you and those that benefit from it. And this is wonderful, and something to be grateful for. Having the gratitude attitude and mindset are helpful, useful, feel good, and are an essential part of the thought processes and mindsets for riches. Being happy and grateful. Dissatisfied with things and unhappy with them is poor thinking. Being happy and grateful for things is rich thinking. Being happy with your experience and possessions is easy when you experience the things that you want to, when you want to, influence our thoughts, which are the same energy. It means that we are experiencing more of the things that we want, and the more that we experience that, the more we are having, and the more that can come to us. A person with an angry face won't make friends with a smiling, happy face. The smiling, happy face comes from smiling thoughts, and these thoughts want more smiling thoughts and faces around them. To think of lack and not having is poor thinking. Looking for what's wrong will have you find it, and that is poor thinking. Stop that now. Rich thinking is experiencing riches. Now, thinking like that is being grateful for and having what you want around you. Fixing your mind on the best, and it will be drawn towards becoming the best. The things we think are the thoughts that make us. The happy face is the product of a happy thought. Being grateful for sets the direction of your thoughts to finding more. To be grateful for and seeing more and more opportunities around you, and you can become grateful for the things you haven't received yet. And this is good, and this is rich thinking about being grateful for the things and experiences that you have, and the ones that you will have, because you can create rather than compete, and add value so that you can enjoy the things that you do and the experience that you have, while having more of what you want and having more each year as your wealth grows. And just as there is always an action and an equal and opposite reaction to it, so with gratitude there is an opposite. And to dwell in the opposite side of gratitude will keep you from being rich. It is poor thinking. Your mind is something you should want to wish to be full of gratitude. For this is rich thinking. And rich thinking is thinking the thoughts that make you rich. Cultivating the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and giving thanks for it. Continuously smiling and being grateful. things that are. Think about the things that you want to create and create them. Being grateful for knowing that you can create any line of service or product that you wish, subject awake. 5, 4, 3, and you can feel really good. 2, 1, wide awake.